healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. Most of us really want to reach optimum health, optimum wellness. We want to feel better, live longer, and really enjoy life the most. That's what Healthy Alternatives is about, to bring you options, bring you issue areas you need to know about. And that's what I want to start with, an issue area, something, it's a concern that you should know about because it can have a real impact on you and your family and your loved ones. What I want to talk about is walnuts. Walnuts can be real healthy for you. There have been 57 articles describing the health benefits of walnuts. There have been 35 peer-reviewed published papers supporting claims that eating walnuts improves vascular health and may reduce heart attack risk. Well, it looks like the FDA didn't get this memo about the impact of walnuts because Diamond Foods started to make truthful claims about this research out there and about the health benefits of eating walnuts. Well, the FDA didn't like it, and it sent a letter to the company saying, "Your walnut products are drugs." You heard me right, drugs. And that they may not be legally marketed in the United States with an approved new drug application. What the FDA is saying, for somebody to say walnuts are healthy for you, citing to scientific research that's out there, you got to spend, $40, $50 million proving that it's a valid drug. And all Diamond Foods was looking to do was educate the public on the benefit of walnuts. The company stated that the omega-3 fatty acids found in walnuts have been shown to have certain health benefits, including reduced risk of heart disease and some types of cancers. So what we're talking about are things that are out there that the FDA could have just gone on Google and Googled it and found out it's real. But no, the FDA is saying this is a misbranded product because it bears health claims that are not authorized by the FDA. What kind of jerks are running the FDA? Well, how about people who come out of the drug industry? How about people who come out of the food industry? Because lo and behold, claims that are being made by Frito-Lay's calling their fried products heart healthy, nobody's saying anything about that at the FDA. And with the drug companies, well, if you want to be healthier, you won't need as many drugs. So let's see, what can we hide from the folks about healthy claims? Fortunately, the makers of pomegranate juice have also been attacked by the FDA, and they're actually suing under First Amendment rights. And Congress has gotten wind of this, and they're attempting to pass a bill, the Free Speech About Science Act, that protects basic free speech rights and ends censorship of science, because even cherries have been declared by the FDA to be a drug. So if you'd like the FDA to continue protecting your health and well-being, just sit on back. Otherwise, write your congressman, your congresswoman, and tell them to pass the Free Speech About Science Act. Today, I'm going to be talking to Ruth Kent. She is a nurse with a very long history of working in various nursing settings, including currently the ICU. But she's also gone the route of integrative medicine. And so we're going to be talking to her about bringing integrative and regular traditional medicine together, how we do it, how it plays out, and how it could have a positive impact for you. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. If you're enjoying listening to Healthy Alternatives, I would really appreciate if you would Twitter and put it on your Facebook as a recommendation for your friends and followers to listen on in. Every week I also like to talk about a healthy breakthrough, a new discovery, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. This one's a little unique. It's about superstitions that we have, like carrying a rabbit's foot, wearing a lucky shirt. Well, there was recent research done in Germany that actually found out that being superstitious can improve memory, dexterity, and athletic performance because it gives us the illusion of control over our lives, which the researchers said they think results in a calming effect. And this comes from a book, Believing in Magic, The Psychology of Superstition. In one experiment, they had volunteers carry lucky charms, but researchers confiscated some of them before they played a game. Those who kept their lucky charms performed better. They had more confidence, follow-up tests found. So superstitions can actually help you in situations, especially if they're positive ones. And I think what's going on here is the placebo effect, where they've given people a sugar pill and in effect said to them, this is going to have a positive impact on you, even though they've said it's not a real pill, basically, and it did. So here, having a talisman and believing it can have a positive impact on you triggers brain chemicals to be secreted that help you with having more dexterity, of having greater improvement in your memory. So it don't hurt to rub that rabbit's foot before you get out there if you believe it will be helpful for you. Before I bring on my guests, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
So my guest today is Ruth Kent. Ruth started out as a nursing assistant in a nursing home when she was only 18 years old. She stayed in the medical profession. She became an RN. She worked as a nurse in orthopedics. She's now in Asheville, North Carolina, working in the ICU unit and working with open heart surgery on adults, infants, transplants, traumas, all kinds of stuff. 15 years ago, she also became a certified Nikan wellness consultant, and a few years ago, she became certified emotion code practitioner as well. Her business has been focusing on integrative wellness, creating natural solutions. And Ruth, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, Ruth, you're still in the IC unit in the medical side, correct?
I sure am. I'm working 2 days out of the week, and it's a medical surgical ICU that I'm presently working in Asheville.
And so, but you also have this other component that is in the integrative wellness side of it. And so how do you balance the two areas?
Very, very interesting. I realize that not everybody is at the place when I work with people there is a need for Western medicine at this time, and we will always have the need. But I realized in 38 years of intensive care nursing that people are starting to open up more and more about how they can truly take care of the underlying problems to create a balanced health versus treating the symptoms and finding that they just go from one thing to another, to another, to another, not getting the answers that they want. And it's very challenging at times when I'm in the ICU, but the reality is that you can even help them there in different ways. So wherever I'm at, I do wear both hats.
How do you find your docs that you work with responding when somebody's asking about alternative or integrative kinds of things that they can do to assist themselves?
Well, it's interesting. Over the 15 years of being more open myself because of my own health journey, that where I'm seeing doctors are leaving Western medicine to open clinics to offer both themselves. They're asking me more like, you know, what is this that you do? You know, what would you think?
Whispering in the background, huh? So nobody else can hear it, just in
case. Yeah. It's like, you know, E.F. Hutton talking, you know.
Uh-huh. Except don't tell E.F. Hutton, and they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Either, so.
That's right. Oh, funny. No, but in fact, tonight, I am so blessed to be invited to an event right here in Asheville. The integrative department at Mission Hospital is inviting MDs and integrative, and the word I use is integrative. I don't use alternative because that puts the mindset it's one or the other. And the reality, it's not. We're both important, and we're both needed. It's vital today. And tonight
and
I'm being...
And you're also, and Ruth, you're also not using the word complementary as well?
No. No. I really, really feel strong about integrative. I really feel that that is the mindset and the future of where we're going.
But what do you see as the difference in the approach of care given when somebody comes in and they're saying the allopathic route, you're going to go, and the integrative care route? What do you see as the difference between the two then?
Well, actually, that has been talked about and written about, you know, since the 19th century. And the reality is that when you're doing allopathic, you're treating symptoms. And you have, you know, and we've all heard it many times, you have the drugs, the procedures, the burnout, and the surgical removal. But it's not taking care of the underlying problem. When I approach clients and when I offer integrative modalities to support, boost, and maintain, sustain, or regain balanced health and well-being, I'm looking at the underlying problem. I'm working. You know, we think about it. Every day, our cell is being stressed out by physical, emotional, and environmental stress. What are we doing every day to support that? That's how I approach it as an integrative practitioner, not as an intensive care nurse.
So somebody comes to you and they've got X issue. Mm-hmm. How would you start talking to them from an integrative standpoint that would be different from how an allopathic physician would approach it?
Well, number one, I really do spend I have a survey that I go over, and I spend quite a bit of time in what area brought them to come and meet me in the first place. What area is it, you know, issues with their depression? Is it issues with the body, issues in their family, issues in, you know, where they feel they're presently in their society? And many times it's the stress of finances as well. I know that sounds rather like, wow, a lot of buffet, but I am asking where these people are at. And then I go and do the survey that I work with, and I approach them. If you had one area that you would want to improve today, let's approach that. And 99.9% of the time, they're getting lack of sleep. They're not taking care of themselves or even knowing how to in a very, very stressed out, busy schedule. And what I have found also is that many, many times emotionally, they're just piled up with different emotions that don't allow them to be their best in the moment. They're responding to all the history and these trigger points from the past that don't allow them to be who they can be today.
And these are not really questions that a doc normally asks when you come in for physical. It's called, hi, tell me about your emotional well-being now.
Yeah. And, you know, they refer that to the nurse or the social worker or the chaplain. You know, it's delegated out when, you know, that's the most important. You can find out so much in a heartbeat. And, you know, you were saying what's the difference on the interesting part of where Western medicine is right now and the patients I'm seeing in the intensive care. Jerry, what used to be 60 to 80-year-olds and the health challenges that they used to have, well, it's not that anymore. Things aren't getting better. It's vital that we share this and have more people to share this information. Because right now, in fact, just the 2 days ago when I worked at the hospital, my patients were 20 to 43 years old. I'm going to turn 60 this year.
Suffering with the same issues as the older folks had?
Yep.
Wow.
Renal shutdowns, pulmonary, unable to breathe, you know, exacerbation of COPD.
What's
dialysis?
COPD? Hold on,
COPD,
Ruth.
Is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Uh-huh. So you can't breathe.
Bingo.
Okay. Instead of saying you can't breathe, they say chronic pulmonary. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
Now, do you view it when you're working with somebody as more of a partnership that you're in with them versus you're just telling them what to do?
Absolutely.
How does that play out for you?
Well, if people come in and say, I have this problem and, you know, I came to you for some help, and right there, I said, you know what? I can't do this without you. You're here for some suggestion, support. I'm here for you. But you're in this car, and you're driving your path to the direction you want. I'm here to support you, to be with you, to give you suggestions, you know, what, many, many different ways. But the steps are going to be agreed and taken on by you. And that ownership of one's life, one's outcome, is the key.
And do you have people then who kind of say, nah, I don't want that, just fix me, would you please?
Yeah, but what's interesting, 5 years later, they'll be, you know, meet me or call me back up and, are you still doing that thing? You know? And I am. I'm still doing it.
Assuming, of course, they're still alive because they didn't listen.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Well, an example of this is my girlfriend.
Hold on. We'll come to that example in a second.
Okay.
Because before we continue, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be right back with my guest, Ruth Kent, in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of Shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant headache and migraine relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So I'm talking today to Ruth Kent. She started out as a nursing assistant in a nursing home when she was 16 years old. She got hooked by the medical profession. She became an RN. She's worked in orthopedics. She's been for the last 15 years in ICU, a nurse working in open heart surgery on adults and infants, trauma, transplants. She's been a certified Nikin wellness consultant for about 15 years and more recently got involved as a certified emotional code practitioner. And her focus has been creating an international business in integrative wellness and natural solutions. And when we took the break, you were going to be talking, Ruth, about an example of somebody who you met years ago after they had said, "Nah, just fix me." And so would you tell us what that story is about?
Mm-hmm. Well, just a note, actually, intensive care for 38 years. I appreciate the thought of only 15 years because that made me younger for a moment. So thank you, Jerry.
You're most welcome. See how you can get rid of aging so quickly coming on the show?
That's right. Mindset. I love it.
and mouth misset.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, there was a friend of mine for years suffered dramatically with migraines. She was on injections. She took pills. She would have migraines and headaches on top of that. And it was always what stuff I'm doing. Well, after a number of, it was last year, so it was 14 years. Finally, she said, you know what? I want to try what you're doing. And she used the necklace and some of the other technique and technology. And I also did some emotional release of some emotions that she had, stored in her body, the negative energy. Between the two of them, this gal has never had another headache. That's huge.
And so how many years did she suffer when she could have gotten?
Oh, I've known this gal for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And some people just have to carry the pain for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, you do some things that are different in terms of the integrative model. Would you share that with us?
What I do today is vital to individuals. I feel in Western medicine, not intentionally, but the fact is that patients are dependent cripples. We depend on the system. I really encourage and support people to take ownership. But then what makes me uniquely different than probably some other, I don't want people to think I am of service. You know, it's like you have to make this appointment and I've got a package deal. You know, you do 10 appointments and you get a discount. That's not how I work. My goal
you do,
for
you
people,
do 12 appointments, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, what I want to do is allow people to understand that the information I'm sharing with them is creating a toolbox to create their wellness, the wellness home, the wellness car, the wellness classroom. And also, the emotion code is a self-help tool. You can clear trapped emotions. Learn how to do it for yourself. If you're feeling a little out of balance or anxiety about something, what is the emotion that's blocking you from being present to being your best? You know,
let's talk a little bit more about the emotion code.
Sure.
Is that something somebody can study or do they have to come to a practitioner?
There is a website, healerslibrary.com. I also have my website is www.solution2takecharge.com. And there's links on there. You're welcome to call me at my home phone, 828-298-2718. And because I live in the mountains, I give out that phone call or phone number because my cell phone can not always be reliable. But you can also contact me through email at Ruth Kent Present, PRESENT.com, and ask questions about this. There's a book that you can get on Amazon. You can get on healerslibrary.com. It is a self-help book. It's called The Emotion Code. But what I'm finding is that people sometimes want a session with me or one of the practitioners to learn or to see how this has worked out. They see the words, they can get an idea, but then to have somebody do it with them, then they feel like, you know what, I think I can do this. We do muscle testing as a means of a tool to create how we find the emotions within individuals. Some of the experience, do you want me to go in and share some of the stories that I've worked with?
Yeah, let's have one of the stories.
Okay. There happens to be a 8-month-old baby that he had what they call locked neck syndrome. And between the Nikon technology and the emotion code, we released several emotions that he had actually picked up from his mother and intrauteral. And because of all the complications with him and going through numerous tests and things like this, he had picked up several emotions. He never had to have the surgery to correct the problem. He's living a normal life.
So normally it's a surgery to correct it?
Yeah. They tried therapy, physical therapy, other things like this, braces, things like this for this little guy. And through the Nikon technology and the emotion code, he's turning over, sitting up, doing everything. His mom is trying to keep up with him, actually.
Thanks for fixing him.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Now, you've mentioned several times Nikon technology, and listeners may not know what you're talking about. Can you explain what that is?
Well, I'm going to go very quickly over that. It's basically introducing people to air, water, nutrition, replenishments, as well as supplements, energy products, as far as magnetic, far infrared, negative ions, to be in your environment to support and boost your own innate system. And also, we have a sleep system that gives you quality REM sleep and work with balancing and detoxing during your sleep. All this to boost you and not to, I have a non-scientific term. My sleep system doesn't allow the poop to pile up. I used to go from day to day to day and just pile up the stress. That's not what I do anymore.
So Nikon used to be known just for their magnets. And so what they've done is they've really broadened out into a much more holistic approach is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely.
So can you give a story with how the magnets have helped somebody?
Well, I can share my own story.
Okay, good.
Because we don't make medical claims, in anything I do. This is just a story. The proof is in the pudding. I was there. But at 45 years old, really. Thank you for that. I believe it, too.
Right.
At 45 years old, I was told I was going to be in a wheelchair in 6 years. I had gone to chiropractic acupuncture, and I believe in them. I'm not saying anything against this. I had gone to doctor of nutrition, energy zoning therapist, physical therapy, rheumatoid specialist, handful of other allopathic medicines. And finally, this one guy said, you know what? You've already lost the medial and the lateral nerve paths of your left leg. Surgery is not even an option for you. Your back is so deteriorated and disc compressions and so on and so forth. And you're in such chronic pain. There's nothing we can do. And I see you in a wheelchair in 6 years. And he was bending over. And I said, what are you doing? He says, well, I'm getting your disability papers. And right then I was empowered to say no. I had no idea what I was going to do, And I went home and prayed for 3 days. And God brought me these magnets, and I'm going, oh, this is a joke, isn't it? Well, after 3 months of being put in the wellness environment, the Nikan concept of the wellness home, the glass house, you know, the greenhouse type of understanding, all of a sudden, I wasn't praying to get out of bed. I didn't have to sit and think, how was I going to move my legs to help me get into the shower? I wasn't in pain. I was breathing deeper. I wasn't using my inhalers every day. I'm going, what in the world? And I knew right then I had to carry this message for a lifetime. And I'm honored to do so.
Let me ask you a question, Ruth. For somebody who's been in chemo therapy, they can actually lose nerve firings and feelings in their hands and feet and mouth.
Right.
Will the magnets help bring that back?
Well, I can say that I have seen it in many different scenarios do exactly that.
Okay.
We do have a blind end study with diabetic neuropathy, and that is the numbness of peripheral tissue, hands or feet, but this happens to be the feet. Many times it may take hydration. It may take the use of nutrition, you know, at the cellular level to enhance the benefit of the magnetics, and you're going to get results. It's not just always the magnets. And that's the mindset that we got stuck in with Western medicine. Here's a pill, it's going to work.
So it's a really, really looking holistically. So, So if you want to get a hold of, because we're out of time, Ruth, let me share again. To get a hold of Ruth, you can go to her website, Solution, it's in the singular, solution2takecharge.com, and you can email her if you've got a question. What's your email, Ruth, again?
It's ruthkentpresent@gmail.com.
Great. And so, Ruth, thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, and thank you for your work, Jerry. Keep it up.
Next week, my guest is going to be Dr. Rob Pennington. Rob has a doctorate degree from the University of Texas at Austin in educational psychology. He's had a long career as a psychotherapist, an executive coach. He's been a professor at three universities. He's a four-time recipient of the Mental Health Association's Outstanding Speaker Award. Highly credentialed gentleman, but also someone who's had times in his life that in the Bible they talk about the story of Job who had one calamity after another. Well, Rob has had that, and he's written a book recently called Find the Upside of the Down Times, How to Turn Your Worst Experiences into Your Best Opportunities. And we're going to be looking at how each of us can discover the positive alternatives that are often hidden in our challenges. You're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz. You can find out more about me at teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. I have a monthly e-newsletter I do. Just click the About button. You can sign up for that. Or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.